This is the Daily Creative. May 28th, the three P's. What happens in your private world will eventually become public. If your inner world is in disorder, then your team will eventually experience the fruit of that chaos. There are three primary areas that comprise the inner life of a leader, each of which needs to be ordered. Number one, philosophy. These are the outer-facing expectations you have of others and how they interact with you and what you expect of them. In some ways, it's like the user manual for you as a leader. Number two, principles. These are the internal guidelines that you use to make decisions and lead your team. For you to maintain the trust of the people you work with, they must see that you make decisions consistently and by principle, not reactively. Number three, practices. These are the regular activities you engage in that help you stay aligned and energized for your work. Things like study, meditation, reviewing your goals and values, and analyzing the areas of responsibility. All of those things fall under this category of practices. When all three areas are consistent with one another, they provide a strong foundation both for creativity and leadership. When one is lacking, there will at some point be public consequences. The inner life of a leader consists of philosophy, principles, and practices. They must be aligned. Inner chaos will ultimately affect your team and work. Here's today's question. How are your three P's? Which do you need to work on?